We have organized Reuters in collaboration with Archbishop Renato Boccardo, a photographic exhibition of the pontificate of John Paul II. And I must say, it is actually stunning. It's very good, pretty. It's in the baptistry of the Duomo of Spoleto, the Cathedral of Spoleto. And what it does is it shows pictures of his entire pontificate from the time he was elected until his death. And it also, we've included some personal possessions, artifacts that belong to the Pope, including his cassock, his pastoral cross, which was obviously donated to the exhibition by Cardinal Živić, who was the Pope's secretary.
Phil Pulella says that the exhibition, which has been open since May, has welcomed an enormous number of visitors.
Sometimes 500, 600 a day, because it's in such an excellent position there. Well, every tourist who comes to Spoleto goes to see the cathedral, and it's open there, it's free of charge. And another thing that I tried to do was to make the exhibition different in a sense that it's just not photos, but it is also a kind of a timeline. We took excerpts from a book that Reuters did in 2003 called Pope John Paul II Reaching Out Across Borders. And we took vignettes out of the book and enlarged them and put them on the exhibition. So, for example, there is an introduction by Mikhail Gorbachev explaining why the Pope was an important historical figure. There is a similar piece of writing by former Polish President Lech Wałęsa, which is there in the exhibition. There were individual Reuters reporters, including myself, remember what they were doing on certain important days of John Paul's pontificate. For example, I wrote something on what I did the day was the Pope was shot on May 13th, 1981. And I explained that in this article that I wrote and how I lived that day. There's a reporter who worked for us in Jerusalem explains how he felt when the Pope visited Jerusalem and put his hand on the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. And there are various other tidbits like that.
And Phil explains he wanted to make the exhibition a little broader.
And so over the years of traveling with Pope John Paul II, I collected a lot of things, memorabilia from the various trips. So one of the things that are there, for example, is a headrest from a papal plane from Iberia. When we went to Spain, it has the Pope's stem on it and the insignia of Iberia. Then there's also a bottle of wine, which was bottled in honor of the Pope when he went to Spain. It is a bottle of sherry from 1920. Which was bottled in his honor in 1982. They took sherry from casks that had been in casks since 1920, which was the year of his birth, and they put it into bottles in 1982. And so at that point there, it was already more than 60 years old. It is now more than 80 years old, this wine, this sherry, and it's also on exhibition there. And I tried to do it from a reporter's point of view. So you'll see, for example, the boarding passes from papal planes that we have taken from Latin America, from Europe, from Africa, and how they were made specifically for the papal flights. So it's a mix of a lot of things.
The exhibit was opened by Cardinal Alejandro Sandri, together with a panel of reporters.
John Allen from the National Catholic Reporter, Rachel Donadio of the New York Times, Marco Politi of El Messaggero, and others, and it was a roundtable discussion which opened it together with Bishop Boccardo and Cardinal Sandri, and it'll be in Spoleto until the 31st of August, although there have been some people who have already asked for it to be prolonged a little bit more to stay open because it's a great success. And I'm saying it's a great success not because I put it together, but because the people there who are writing in the guest book, They're not complimenting the pictures. They are, because the pictures are fantastic. They're some of Reuters' best photographs of the Pope over a course of 27 years. They are complimenting the man. And I went up there recently to see how things were going, and there was comment that there are tons of comments in there that are basically written not to me or not to the exhibition organizers, but to the Pope. they were saying in Italian or English or German or whatever, thank you, John Paul, for having touched my life. Almost as if he could read this guest book. He's no longer with us, obviously, so he can't. So he is still someone who is very, very cared about, very loved, and I hope you go visit the exhibition.
Yes, as Reuters reporter Phil Pilella was saying, the exhibition John Paul II, A Man Who Made History, is on display in the baptistry of the cathedral in Spoleto until the end of August, and entry is free of charge.